They sold ribbons and they sold thread and yarn. And two people owned it.
Yeah.
And so when my in-laws first put the bar down, they were renting the bar.
Yeah.
They were still living on Cadillac in a flat.
Uh-huh.
Then they decided about 3 months after to, they talked, negotiated, and they leased.
And this is after they had kids.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
Grandpa would have been, what, 10 years old or something like that?
Grandpa would have been a little bit older, honey.
Yeah.
You're welcome to this, too. I'm sitting
here. You okay?
Yeah. I think he was 13.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I know.
1933. Thank you very much. And we have apple juice here. I'll see what he wants to do. I'll play a little bit.
When did he close the bar? Both of you guys have kids.
That's a neat trick I gotta ask.
Both of you cousins have kids.
I know.
Yeah.
Two great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, my father-in-law died in
1956.
56. And what was
Grandma's talking about when they bought the bar.
2 years later, when Uncle Frank wanted the license. And they,
58 maybe? When did Dad start at Stroh's?
57.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was still working at Stroh's in the bar, wasn't he?
In the bar.
For a while.
Yeah. Still working. He and Uncle Joe were taking a few hours there to go. Mm-hmm. They had their friend Roy Seals working there with Grandma.
Oh.
But then it was just Uncle Frank wanted the license. That's a long story.
Yeah.
But they didn't give it to him, did they?
No.
Or did they?
No, it was under his name.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Grandma and him had a little bit of a disagreement.
And he ran it into the ground?
No.
He went into the bar and took with the... Federal.
Yeah. Well, whoever it would be.
Whoever the liquor control commissioner.
Yeah. Fire, tobacco, and alcohol people. I don't know.
And they took the license off the wall, gave it to Uncle Frank, and closed up the bar.
Yeah.
That had to be in 58.
Yeah, because the license was in my Uncle Frank's name.
Yeah.
My grandfather never put it in his wife's name.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was wrong of him.
He was never a citizen, but Grandma was.
Oh,
Grandma
wasn't.
Got her citizenship.
Okay.
Papers. Yeah. Grandpa never bought it. He was here way before he sent for her.
Yeah, because he worked at Ford's for years, yeah.
Yeah.
What did he do there?
He worked at the factory at Ford's, honey.
They yeah.
Made cars.
Yeah.
Probably worked on... Oh, he's there.
He's a factory
there,
man.
Felix.
Yeah.
Come out and see people.
Well, at that time, it was a good, you know, that was what brought people to
Detroit. Well, a lot of the Italians went to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the immigrants came, you know, they knew that.
Some worked at Packard's.
And up north, right.
Where else they worked at? Chevrolet. There were three, then later on, there were three big.
Why didn't he go south somewhere? It would be warm, at least.
This is where the job
I can't.
You know? Yeah, industry.
Wasn't 31.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, you either came to Detroit or probably to, like...
Grandpa had to be about 13 when they bought the bar, at least.
So it was in the mid-1930s.
Yeah, so we...
Is Grandpa born the same year as you?
Yeah, both born
in 1922, so if he was 13, that would have been 1935.
Or 1935 would have been.
Does that sound right?
And he said, I was asking, he's like, somewhere around...
Yeah,
they called Hitsville.
But
he
no, he was.
It was more on the west side, I think.
Because 32 is 10 years, and then another three.
I had some old.
The guy who owned it.
Old papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We threw them all out. I should have kept them.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
A lot of papers in the in our garage here in Maryland.
You don't need to keep the old papers.
Tax sheets and stuff like
that. Nah, you don't need to keep any of that.
Maybe it was 1935 when they got the thing.
Yeah.
Because they were there for a few months before the people that owned the building decided to sell it. Then they moved upstairs.
Yeah.
And it was a big, upstairs was a big living room, dining room, kitchen, and the back was a sunroom, but it was made into a bedroom, and there were three bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got two, yeah.
And downstairs they put the bar up. They went to the House of Correction.
Yeah.
And they bought all the wooden furniture, tables, because they were getting new equipment there.
Including those stools, including those bar stools, or did those come from somewhere else?
They got the The high stools, yeah, they got the high stools. There must have been a counter there.
The House of Correction? Was that a jail or was it like a halfway house?
Yeah, downtown somewhere.
Was it a jail or was it a halfway house?
Halfway. Well, more or less, where they kept the House of Correction, they kept the young students.
Oh, so it was like a juvenile.
It was like, yeah.
Juvenile hall or something like that.
Wooden tables, I had one down the basement.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone bought that or not on Maryland. That wooden table that was downstairs near the bar.
A wooden table? Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know if anybody bought that.
And I must have had one old chair.
Yeah.
And your mother and dad got the old bar stools here.
Yeah, well, they used to be right over there.
They used to be there. Maybe they're downstairs now.
Yeah, I think so.
And then they had those for a while. They had the old wooden floor. And they had to have it scrubbed and kind of polished a little bit.
Right.
Then later on, they got a beautiful tile for the floor. And then they got the red. They were using all the, what do you call them? Porcelain top tables.
Okay. Yeah.
And with the wrought iron chairs.
So they got some nice stuff.
Yeah. They got that.
Okay.
They got that. That matched the linoleum then.
Yeah.
The back room was always, Grandma had the refrigerator. She had a stove.
Yeah.
And that back room, a big china cabinet that was in my garage on Maryland.
Yeah.
Nobody got bought it. They must have destroyed it out with the sewing machine.
Maybe.
Sewing machine was old. Terry should have went and got that sewing machine.
It was that Grandma, that stuff was in bad condition, though.
Oh, yeah.
It
but
was all rotten from being in the garage.
She'd have gotten it after Grandma moved. That's what she was supposed to get, after Grandma died.
You held on to it for all those years, huh?
Yeah. We brought that there, that china cabinet, that sewing machine.
With the intent for her to pick it up.
She was supposed to come and get them. She never did.
For 37 years.
It was nice with the
35 years.
Oh, more than that, honey. Because the sewing machine was, Grandma used to use it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was electric, she had the pedal.
And those things used to be in the bar?
Oh, they were upstairs, honey.
Oh, okay.
Sewing machine.
Okay.
The china cabinet was in the back room of the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, that old china cabinet.
Yeah.
The glass front. And she kept things in there. Sometimes she kept money in there. Anybody wanted change for something.
Yeah.
I don't know, customers, you know. But, yeah.
So what did she need the kitchen and the bar for?
There was a big kitchen, and off the kitchen there was a shoemaker shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Later on, they used it for storage after the shoemaker retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big building.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, one great big building. The bar, the upstairs, and then the big kitchen. The kitchen was right off the bar.
Yeah.
A door, you could come right from the bar into the kitchen. And then the shoemaker shop was separate. He had another door there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He had another door there. Yeah.
So that guy didn't own the building. He just rented the space.
He rented the shoemaker shop. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the last name? I'm trying to think.
Was he Italian or was he Polish?
He was Italian. Grandpa went to school with his son.
Yeah.
Son married Catherine. What the hell is her last name? I'll think of it sooner.
Yeah. That's all right.
Anyway. Yeah. Elio. Mr.
Okay.
Elio.
All right.
And his son, his son Tony, him and Grandpa went to school, high school together.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he graduated and your grandfather quit. Grandfather was a good student.
Yeah.
That art teacher said I never called anybody up when he called my in-laws.
Yeah.
He said, but I want you to know your son is so talented.
Yeah.
He made posters for me and I just, he should pursue his art,
mm-hmm.
come back. Graduate, go to art school, but grandfather, he had his car. He had the car. He was okay, but his friends, Louis Marchioni and another friend of his, Joe Dorn, they wanted to skip school all the time.
So what did they do? Did they go out drinking all day long?
No,
or
they
what?
Just skip school, go downtown, the arcade.
Yeah.
And then the shooter officer went there, told my in-laws. So he told, you gonna go to school? Or you're going to quit school.
Yeah.
If you quit school, you're going to wash glasses and work in the bar.
Yeah.
Empty the ashtrays. He could do that because his father owned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did that. But we all felt bad. Oh, what are you doing, my aunt?
But, you know, he did okay. He did good for himself, even though he didn't graduate high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was good. He did all those, for years he did that bowling averages. My God, 50-some years he had the bowling. Yeah, about 50 years until we went into the seniors league. 4 years, and 4 years that, and then somebody else did it. He didn't do it anymore. But,
yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. But my mints on the table, honey.
Do you need some?
Yeah,
want
a yeah, I'm going to get it.
You want me to take it out for you?
Yeah.
I'll take it out for you.
So that was it. And then Grandpa had to be 13, honey, because I remember he started made friends. And by the time he was 15, he was playing in a band.
Oh, yeah?
They were playing
did they used to play at the bar, or where did they play?
A policeman was in charge of them.
Yeah.
I'd get them a baptism in the house.
Oh, yeah?
A party in the house. Nothing big.
No.
There was a guitar, and there was a guitar, an accordion, and a wind instrument.
A flute or saxophone
what? Yeah, yeah. It was a trumpet, baby trumpet.
Yeah, a trumpet. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Well, what kind of music did they play?
They played popular music, all popular songs. Some waltzes, some polkas, depending what the people wanted. Yeah.
Well, what was it, like jazz music?
Yeah, jazz and, nothing fancy. He was going...
But was... you okay?
Yeah. His music teacher, George Chialata, told him, you got to learn classical music first, and then you go into that.
Right.
Your grandfather was in the right. All the classical, then he started the popular. He quit taking lessons when he played that ear.
Yeah.
You know, how much tune he could pick it up.
Yeah.
That's what the music teacher told me. You got a lot of talent for music. Yeah. He could play the guitar and the piano. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. I was always going to buy a piano, but I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah. A small spinet, they scrubble the spinet. Yeah.
The kind that goes in the corner of
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, yeah. Kind you'll take up too much room.
Yeah.
But then he started going with those people. For about 3 years, they used to come over on Christmas Eve and Good Friday. Sometime when they closed the bar early, they'd come over.
Who would come over? The band?
My mother-in-law, father-in-law, our grandpa, and Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
But he didn't hang around with us like he used to before.
Yeah.
And then after he started, Uncle Cal and his group, where he started going with them, he was younger than they were, 2 years younger. Then he started coming over more.
Yeah.
By the time I was, my last year of high school, then we weren't dating, but he liked me then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he didn't go to school at that point. He wasn't going to school.
No, he went to Eastern. I went to Southeastern.
But when did he stop going to school?
He quit 12th grade.
Oh, wow.
12th grade.
Okay.
We had the 12B and 12A, but we had 2 semesters.
Yeah.
So you passed 2 times a year.
So he went to 12A, but he didn't go to 12B.
He was a 12B, honey.
Okay.
And 12A would then graduate.
Oh, okay.
He was just another that months, maybe more, six months.
Yeah.
He would have graduated. He would have been 17. He would have graduated in June and been 17 in August.
Oh, wow.
Because Grandma put him in school when he was 4 years old.
Yeah. Oh, here he comes.
Yeah.
Has he been giving you lots of attention?
Yeah. He was 4 years old. And she said he always was talking a lot, so she put him in school. What do you want? No. You can't get up there by a glass of water. Yeah. There you are.
Do you want me to put him on you?
Yeah. Put him on me. See if he stays on me. Yeah. Okay.
I bet he loves all the attention you've been giving him.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely loves it.
He sleeps in my bedroom on the stool by the window. Sometimes I talk my bed. Okay. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? My water's there. You're going to tip the water over. Okay, sit down.
Cats just like to walk around on top of everything.
Yeah, sit down. That's it.
So did Grandpa live at the bar the whole time that he had it? Did they live there?
Yeah, they lived there, honey, till my Grandpa Ambrogio, great-grandfather, died in 56.
Yeah.
What was Jody, 3 years old? Uncle Anthony was 8? Yeah, he was 8 years old. And we asked Anthony, would you like to go see Grandpa? He said, no. I remember Grandpa when... Before he got real sick.
Yeah.
My father-in-law loved him. He was named after him.
Yeah. So how old was he?
My father would always yell when he died. He had cirrhosis of the liver.
Did he drink
a
lot?
When the boys were in service, Grandpa would harp and yell at him and everything.
And so he was drinking a lot. Heavy. Yeah. So how old was he? In his 50s?
Let's see, honey.
Maybe 60 years old, something like that? It was in the 1885 or something like that, or is it 1890?
1886.
Okay.
And he died in 1956.
Yeah, okay, so 60 years old.
Yeah.
That is really young.
So great-grandma was a young widow. Yeah.
We didn't get as much snow as I thought.
So then she ran the bar.
It rained here yesterday.
Yeah, and Uncle Joe got into Stroh's first.
Yeah.
56. And then Grandpa got in next, another year later.
Yeah. And he stayed there for almost 30 years.
Grandpa was there.
1985 or 86?
28 years, I think.
Yeah.
And he got their severance pay. You get so much per year.
Yeah.
When you retire, you know.
So he got a pension or something like that.
Yeah, it was called Anyway, he got so much per year, a percentage, but we rolled it over to IRA.
That was a good idea.
Which I still got some part.
Really?
Still got some left. Must have about 40, maybe more than that left in there.
Really? Wow.
Well, it was,
after all this time, still?
It was quite a bit. Well, we couldn't touch it till we were 70 and a half.
Oh, okay.
But boy, it gathered interest like crazy.
Yeah.
It's a big amount.
You know, they don't... Nobody gets that anymore.
We call it severance, yeah. Now they get pensions, yeah.
No, now they don't... Now you don't get anything.
No.
I don't get... I'll never get anything. Even if I stayed at my company for 30 years, I get nothing at all.
They don't do that now.
They give you options in the company.
Oh.
And you can buy those options, but there's no guarantee that the company is going to have a good stock price.
Oh, boy.
So that's it. So you don't get anything. You got to save for your own retirement now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they have 401k, because people are supposed to save for their own retirement. You can't have, even in the good jobs, you don't have any hope of getting a pension. Things have changed a lot.
They take something out of your pay each year, and then... No.
You can get 401k, which is like if you contribute a portion of your income every year into like like an IRA, individual retirement account. And then sometimes the company will match it.
Oh,
they'll give you, an additional, a couple dollars for...
Got to make sure you got some investment to fall on.
Yeah.
Where's everybody? Downstairs?
Money might not be worth anything soon enough.
Yeah,
we have no idea.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Well, it's not necessarily bad, but it's just going to be... It's going to be hard for a lot of people.
How they scratch the furniture, your mother's furniture.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's in bad shape. Yeah. But ours is in just as bad a shape, because our cats are
too
terrible.
Oh.
They destroy everything. It's all scratched up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good to me.
Yeah, Anthony's like, he's sad about the couch. He wishes we never gotten one.
Are you comfortable? I'm not.
We don't ever use it. Do you want him off of you?
That's
okay, honey. Yeah.
We can take him off of you if you want.
No, he'll jump down pretty soon, honey. Who knows?
Maybe not. He wants to be with you.
All these people.
Yeah. He looks comfortable.
Yeah, usually runs and hides, honey.
Yeah.
I'll just move back a little.
Are you okay? Do you want to put your feet up?
No, honey. I can keep them down now. Yeah.
If you want to put them up, go for it. The cat doesn't care.
He's comfortable.
Yeah.
He's warm on my
lap.
Yeah. He likes when I'm sitting on there. He wants my place. I have to get up and he gets right in my spot where I was sitting.
He's like, you warmed it up for me. Yeah, he's cute.
Okay, you're comfortable. He likes Billy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So what is my dad doing today?
I don't know.
Did he go to work?
Yeah, he went to work today.
Okay.
That's a trooper.
What did he drive to work? What did he drive to work?
Oh,
do you
I
know?
Know.
His car is home? There, and my mom's car is there.
How the heck did he get to work?
I don't know.
Uncle Charlie.
Unless that is that, did Uncle Anthony rent a car?
Yeah, Uncle Anthony
rented the car.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I thought they looked like the same kind of car.
Oh, I didn't even see that yet, because I haven't gone out to see.
Yeah, it looks like a very similar kind of car.
But maybe your dad took his car, huh?
He must have then. I was just confused.